WTX.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. How about it, America? Are you caned out at this point? That's the conversation far and wide. The harassment issue. Who said what to who? What happened with Herman Cain back in his restaurant lobbying days? Coming up on this hour of America Tonight, we will also check the mail, and oh, do we have a candidate for the dungeon? The story takes so many crazy twists, and it involves the Statue of Limitations, a father beating his daughter with a belt on several occasions, but one that was videotaped, and now the grown daughter releasing that tape, sending it viral because he wasn't paying money that he owed in financial support of his daughter. That was part of the reason. So now that's become a sticky situation for one father, and I'll explain why I think he needs to spend some time in the dungeon. We'll get to that. And we'll check the mail, too. A lot of you sounding off about the Herman Cain stuff. Some of you saying that you're tired, you're sick of it, you don't care. Who cares? It happened before. Other people saying that it's ridiculous, too trumped up. You know, where there's smoke, there's not fire in this case. And then many people saying they just want to know what really, really happened. Here's the thing that I don't get, but it shows the inexperience. The good news about Herman Cain for so many people, when he decided to run for president, is that he didn't have political experience. See, this is the problem with most of us. We don't like the gridlock. We don't like the politics as usual that go on in Washington. And then we want outsiders to come in and fill the roles. But the way things are set up, if you have an outsider come in, they better know how to dance fast, because the reality is you do have to get in there and get along. You do have to get in there and know the system, move the system around, that kind of thing. Now, I've said this before. To me, it's about the people around the president. Of course, the president is where the buck stops, and the blame has to go on their shoulders, or the praise. Wouldn't it be great if it was more praise than blame? But you have to have the right people in place. And if you don't have the right people in place, then whatever department it is, that's where you start to see, I think that's where you start to see the weaknesses. Because no man is an island, even if he is president of the United States. And that's been the downfall of many presidents. It does rest on their shoulders, and it's up to the president to decide, or to try to pick anyway, the people that they want in place that will do the best job in the various positions. Let's face it. Will Herman Cain get to make any of those decisions? Will it come to that for Herman Cain? Every day the story takes another turn. This one's hanging around for a long time. And I think even through the weekend, this is going to be a huge part of the conversation. You can bet on it, count on it for any of the Sunday shows. Cable shows, network shows, because that's all about the politics of the day. And as I say, the buzz in the backyard, the live wires, has to be what's happening with the Republicans and what's happening with Cain, because he was on top with all the polls and still sits on top of the polls, and a few maybe neck and neck with Mitt Romney. But when anyone gets to the top, comes from a smaller number and then gets to the top, they know they're the target. Because we have a year until somebody's president, whether it's the current guy at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue or somebody new, a year that will go by in an instant. In January, the first primary in New Hampshire already. And by the summer, in the very beginning of the summer, whoever that person is going to be will know who shakes out. Is it going to be Mitt Romney? Is it going to be Rick Perry? Is it going to be Newt Gingrich? A lot of people are saying, don't count out Newt Gingrich. He's starting to make that third turn, and he will surprise a lot of people in the end. Ron Paul is a great candidate, but he's not mainstream enough. I can't imagine that he would get the nomination. And who knows, maybe he decides to jump on the libertarian bandwagon and go for the so-called third party. He could certainly do that as it gets further into the next year. But will Kane be standing in the end? One of the accuser's attorneys is looking for his client's release from her confidentiality agreement. We know that. Even though she doesn't really want to go public, she wants to speak through the attorney. One of the other big parts of what happened at the National Restaurant Association, boy, they haven't gotten this much attention since Herman Cain was in there in the 90s, beefing up their profile. Now, guess what? He's doing it again, only in a much different way. So all of a sudden, other people are coming out and talking about Cain and his reputation and some of the stories of the past. One of the women lives in Maryland and has served as a spokeswoman for a bunch of federal agencies. She won't let her attorney reveal who she is, and instead says she wants to contest his version of the events because she does not want to be part of the media circus and fears that she might lose her job. The second woman is a registered lobbyist in New Jersey. Both left with financial settlements. They got money and an agreement to never speak in detail. How about that? So the one woman now in Jersey got $35,000 in her settlement, and now I'm hearing the other woman got $45,000. How about what some other people have to say? This rattled a lot of cages the other day when Chris Wilson, who's a pollster, who knows one of the women, went on a radio station in Oklahoma and talked about witnessing Cain and what was happening at a restaurant in Crystal City, Virginia, which, if you don't know where that is, it's just a stone's throw away from Washington, D.C., and said that, you know, this is nothing surprising to anybody who knew what was going on with Cain. We watched, we saw. Take a listen to Chris Wilson.
Lower-level staffer. I think she was maybe 2 years out of college. And this all occurred at a restaurant in Crystal City, and everybody was very aware of it. And I don't want to be drawn into it specifically, but if she comes out and talks about it, I think it'll probably be the end of this campaign.
Now, what's interesting is, so you heard him, it'll probably be the end of his campaign. So they've all talked about it, knowing this was happening. Here's Steve Deese saying that there's other things to go after, too, with Cain, and people forget that.
The fact that Herman Cain has spent the last week having to discuss this and not his lack of knowledge on the issues and all of the flip-flops he's had on almost every single issue he's discussed since he ran for president is an indication that he's not off the hook.
Yeah, he's not off the hook. Definitely he's not off the hook yet at this point. And what will it take to get him off the hook? That's what the people around Cain are trying to come up with. All right, on the flip side, we're going to let you hear what Roger Madden has to say in his commentary about Herman Cain. Also, our dungeon moment. Boy, wait till you hear about this. If you want to throw in your two cents, 800-259-5791. Are you sick of hearing about Herman Cain? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Deal, and that is going to make you crazy when I tell you the story in case you haven't heard it. And someone's going to jail. Trust me, at least on this show, we know we can put people to jail. We're not worried about the statute of limitations. But before we do that, plus we're going to check the mail. Before we do that, finishing up on the Herman Cain stuff, as I said, so many of you sending in emails. How can you help but talk about Herman Cain? It's like we say, here on America Tonight, what is it? What's the drumbeat across the nation? Well, it's still the same thing. What's in your wallet? The economy, looking for jobs, haves and have nots, the 99%. What about the Occupy movement? And the list is long, absolutely. But Cain has really captured the conversation. I mean, all over the place. It's come up all over the place. So it's not just the nonsense happening in Washington. It's not the uber political people from the Democratic strategist to the Republican strategist. It really is the common man who's talking about this harassment stuff from all kinds of angles. Like, whoa, is this just kind of a bunch of nonsense? Is there really something here? Do we care what happened 12 years ago? Should this matter? That kind of stuff. And the problem is, I guess, part of it is the way it was handled in the beginning and some of the mixed signals. And this lawyer who keeps coming out saying, well, the woman doesn't want to be identified, or neither woman wants to be identified, but they both want to speak. They want to set the record straight because they don't like the way it's being portrayed, that they're lying, it's all nonsense. You know, I have a feeling what's going to happen is one of them, if not both, one of them's going to come forward then. If that's how they're laying it out, I don't think it's going to fly to just have this attorney talk about it. That someone's probably going to have to come forward. Boy, would you want to be under that microscope? Whew. No, thank you. You know, what's interesting is Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour, who is large in the Republican Party. He's like the Pope of the Republican Party, well, one of the popes. And you need to kiss his ring a little bit to get that vote of confidence, ultimately. He's urging Kane to lift the confidentiality restrictions on both of those women who accused him of that while he was with the National Restaurant Association. And, you know, Kane just keeps saying the same thing, that it's not true. I mean, I'll talk to anyone. It's not true that they're, you know, that's not going to lead us to, it's not going to lead us anywhere. And I'm willing to go on these shows and talk about it because nothing's happening here. Nothing has happened. So it's his personal life under the microscope, and that's part of the deal anyway when you decide that you're going to run. Here's Roger Madden's, I believe we have that, Roger Madden's take on Herman Cain.
As do most Americans, whether conservative, liberal, or independent, I like Herman Cain. And it hurts me to watch his presidential ambitions go down in flames, not because of some ill-perceived minor indiscretion, but for the far more important reason he has failed to address the consequences in a manner required for a future president of the United States. This is Roger Madden, and this is what I think. When it was first announced this week in newspapers and blogs across the country that there are two women, former employees of the Restaurant Association, who filed sexual harassment complaints against Herman Cain when he was president of that organization in the late 90s, I must admit my heart sank. I realized right away that unless his campaign team dealt with this in the most surgical of strategies, Herman Cain's campaign for nomination as Republican candidate for president would be in serious trouble. I watched Herman Cain being interviewed on various TV news and opinion shows this week, seeming to obfuscate, mislead, and dissemble, even if unintentional, and having difficulty with facts which he either clearly knew and by the time of the interviews should have known by having his memory refreshed by his lawyer at the time or by others involved. It was the renowned biologist Stephen Jay Gould who said, "The main virtue of truth, quite apart from its ethical value, is that it represents an infallible guide for keeping your story straight." In this day and age, the American people are quite ready to accept the fact that the corporate environment is not sexually friendly. They may be unwilling, however, to accept the fact that a presidential candidate can't keep his story straight. This is Roger Madden, and that's what I think.
Yeah, so I don't know. Does this issue come and go, or does it stick around and dog him so much, stick to him too much for him to continue on? I think he continues on. Where it goes in the polls and what other things happen with Herman Cain, that's really the bigger story. That's the bigger story, I think, for me, because however he gets through this tunnel, and whatever the former employees of this association decide they're going to come out and say or not say or talk through a lawyer or whatever, in the end, it's the other stuff that also is going to matter and getting the backing that he would need even to get the nomination. All right, let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
There you are. How are you, Kate?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Well, you know, they had an article in the paper today on Michael Jackson, the King of Pop, you know, and I remember back, you know, all the allegations he had against him of his, you know, child sex or whatever it was, and first time he paid off. And I always wondered about that, you know, if you pay somebody off to stay quiet, you know, it's kind of like, are you admitting guilt? You know, I mean, it's, yeah, you know, it's just kind of interesting. And weren't these two gals paid off or something like that? Or
well, what happened was they signed a confidentiality agreement and got a year's severance. At least the one did, and then the other one got severance too. I don't know if it was a year's, but that's what they're terming it as. Yes.
Yeah. And so my point is, let me ask you a question. Okay, I know you, so I'm pretty sure I know what you're going to answer. But if somebody accuses you of something, you know you didn't do it. You know, are you going to sit there and just go, okay, I'm just going to pay you off to shut up, or are you going to take them to court? So
Oh, I'd go wild. But that's why I couldn't run for political office, because I can't. That's the thing in my head. I couldn't handle that. But that's part of the deal. Remember, Don, when you're in a corporate environment, the fear is of being sued. So the fear, if you're the CEO or in any management capacity, is that that company will be brought down because they sue for big amounts. So rather than have that happen, they'd rather see it get brushed away.
Yeah. You see, and that's kind of, I don't know if that, like you said, that's just corporate business or whatever, but I'm just kind of like, you know, when somebody's accusing you of something, trying to defame you or whatever, no matter what level you're at, you shouldn't take it. I mean,
if you know
you didn't do anything, you know, and otherwise it leaves a question mark there, which is what this whole thing with Herman Cain's about. It's like, well, if they pay these girls off or give them your severance or whatever, and they sign disclosures or whatever, not say anything, you know, and that makes you think like, well, maybe something did happen, you know, like we talked the other day about Supreme Court Justice Thomas, you know, and of course it kind of sounded like nothing did go on there once they went through that whole trial. I remember watching that thing on television, you know, and I needed help parading her family around, and you know, and I just like, you know, just got to a point to where it sounded like, well, nothing really happened, and we really haven't heard much about that since. So maybe that's what Herman Cain's thinking. He's just going to let time take care of itself and just keep moving on, and it's not going to affect him. But, you know, I mean, look at Bill Clinton. That's what he did. Had all those allegations going on when he was running for president. You know, all, you know, highway patrolmen that were driving him to and from these places, you know, but he ended up moving past that and just, unfortunately, men and women have to work together. in the modern American society/economy, and unfortunately, these things happen. And I mean, it's not just one way. There's women that have harassed men, but I just, I think it's just something out there. Like, I don't know what Samuel Tenape. I'm trying to think of some of the other things that really have nothing to do with politics, but I'll just leave aside, or like one's religion. You know, somebody chooses, you know. Religion isn't supposed to be part of whether a person, you know, running for president or not, you know, and unfortunately people like to make, it just sounds like it's a bunch of writers or media trying to make something out of something that may or may not be there, you know, but, you know, they got to do something besides sit around, right?
Well, we don't know. You have no way to know. You're right. It could be either way. Was it, because here's the other thing, in these cases, is who, what happened? We don't know what happened. The one of the things they said, thanks, Don, one of the things that they said was that one of the women, he said to one of the women, hey, you know, let's go back, you can come back to the corporate apartment. Well, that's pretty overt if that's the case. But is that what happened? So, see, that question mark looms, and Don's right, it makes you wonder what really is the true story. All right, we're pushing on to the mailbox next.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
In this man's hands. Let me tell you about this, folks. Here in America tonight, you know, there's a few stories every once in a while that go through the criminal system when we talk about fair or foul. And I say, you know, you can be the judge. You decide what do you think is right or whether justice was served here. In this case, I don't think we're going to see any true justice because it might be a statute of limitations issue. In fact, it is. And now what's happened is a district attorney in Texas is saying, and you ready for this? And this all goes back, let me set this up better. There's a woman who's now 23, young woman who's now 23 years old. Her name's Hillary Adams. Her father is a law judge in Aransas County, Texas, and he's facing some kind of a judicial conduct investigation over beating his daughter with a belt, and it was videotaped. It was just killing her. It was crazy how he's going after her, the nutty things he was screaming. When she was 16 is when this happened. He was whipping her with a belt, cursing at her, really berating her, and he was punishing her for using the internet to pick up music and games that were unavailable is what he was saying. And he just went after her. now as an adult, she is going to school and I think part-time working, and her father says the only reason that this video of him when she was 16 was released for what he did is because he's not giving her the money that she needs. He's not giving her the financial support that she needs. And she's saying that's not true, that she has other means, and what he gives her is just a little, is just a little bit. But he berates the mother in the video. He is just dropping F-bombs right and left and just going after her. And the video is just depressing, honestly, to look at. So once this was released, naturally, the State Commission of Judicial Conduct in Texas was slammed with calls, emails, faxes, you name it. I mean, people were blowing up the phone lines. It's just a very sad thing to see, because this is a judge who people know, who people recognize. I mean, he beat his daughter with a belt and a board. He was also hitting her with a board, too. He was clearly more than lost his temper. As much as many of us might have, gotten a little bit of the wrath of the hand or whatever, I can say honestly, I mean, this was way out of hand, way, way, way out of hand. This is radio, trust me. Just picture it went on and on and on, and the screaming and yelling at her. And, you know, remember, judges are elected. He's in this. He's here for three more years, and then he's up for re-election. So the big question is, too, with the statute of limitations, her age then, can anything legally happen to him? So they're looking at it. He's got to face this incident. You know, they're investigating it. But I don't think so, because it's definitely up. I don't see how they're going to have anything that they could prosecute him with. I mean, they don't have anything that they would be able to stick to with this, and they can, you know, they can certainly try to determine if there's any criminal charges that could be filed in any kind of a federal court, but I don't think so. And especially when you look at the law here, and usually Texas law defines a child as being 14 years or less. She was 16 in the video, so the statute of limitations, too, for felony injury to a child is 5 years, so that wouldn't hold up anyway. But it does bring into question this judge, and if people will try to go after him, try to get him to resign. So because I think he's going to hunker down and lawyer up and just to answer the questions and try to stay out of sight and just keep his job and keep doing what he's doing and try to weather the storm. I don't know that he's going to get the appropriate punishment. So without further ado, and I hope that our jailer, Donovan Madsen, has the jail ready, but I think we need to put this judge, Judge Adams, in our overnight facility, and then I'll send him a key and he can decide whether or not he'll get released if Judge Adams, William Adams, accepts our interview request, then we will let him out of prison. So let's put him in.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah. He's in the court of public opinion. I think there's a lot of people that are questioning what happened here. I couldn't properly impart to you what this video was like. Very graphic. You could tell what was going on here. Like I said, the screaming and berating her. And because she was grabbing up computer games, I mean, listen, come on, give me a break. That's ridiculous. Anybody who's a parent out there, you know that you've had to deal with frustrating things with your kids, but that's the reason why. Oh, you're downloading too many video games? No, I don't think so. Under any circumstance, I'd say no way to that. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, Kate, you remember that day when the President of the United States looked America in the eyes right on TV and said, oh, and by the way, I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. Remember that day?
I do.
You know, what a difference. I mean, I'm telling you, O'Kane, you get to see, this shows us how a person reacts when he's under pressure, okay? And he goes on the defensive, and he, you know, instead of, you have to give one thing to Clinton. He was not on the defensive. He was out there outright lying, you know, throwing punches, even though they were pure lies. He was on the offensive. He even lied under oath. That's why he was impeached, Kane should be out there going, now, these allegations, we don't know who they're from, and they're from a quarter of a century ago. Look at the media. He could be making fun of the media, you see? He could be showing people that his fire is not just words but actions. And people are attacking him. He could stand up there and say, you know, yeah, they tried to do this with Supreme Court Justice Thomas. And they were wrong there and they were wrong now. But he doesn't do that. He's, you know, and so, you know, if he don't want to fight, I can't help him. You know, okay, you're talking about Afghanistan and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not when our training stops, it's when our money stops. Okay, because these guys, they're putting on these uniforms and fighting with us because we're paying them. They're not doing it for free. As soon as we stop paying them, as soon as the money stops for buying bullets and artillery and stuff, things are going to change. And somebody's going to step in. That's the question, who's going to step in?
Yeah.
Those are the two things I wanted to touch on there. And I guess they're both related to money. So listen.
It all comes back to the money, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does.
You got to stay on the offense.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
All right, you too. So Tomas is right. I mean, that's the obvious other part of that. The money stops and that's it. That's why I say the Taliban goes right back to where it was, because in the villages and whatnot, that's what happens. We'll give you some money. We'll give you this. We'll give you that, whatever. And they get the money. They're getting the drug money. They're getting all the other money. And if it reverts to the same thing, then that's what it's going to be. Absolutely. That's the biggest problem. And that's the biggest problem that this police force and military would face in dealing with that. So it's about the money. How much money are you giving us? Think about the administrations in the Middle East that toppled. How much of our money did Mubarak get over the years? How much did he get? And the people in Egypt really weren't the beneficiaries of some of that money. I'm going to say, let me take a gander here. I'm going to say a guess at it. I'm going to say 85%. And maybe they saw just a little bit of that. It was obvious. And the streets were paved with gold around his place, but not around everybody else's place. And that's why everybody, it's interesting where we have these countries that want to stomp on the United States, but yet they easily have their hand out and want the money. It's a passive aggressive relationship that a lot of world leaders have with the United States. Let's put it that way. Definitely. Definitely. And certainly the Middle East. It's like a wild game of checkers. Move it around. Ooh, there's an open space. Let's call the United States. They'll help us out. All right, finally, I'm going to get to the mailbag in our next segment here on America Tonight.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshiny.
A lot of people
spread.
Wanting to vent just like here on America Tonight. So I always tell you, you know how we roll here. If you have some thoughts and you can't jump on the phone lines with us like Tomas just did or Don in Wyoming, you know what you can do? You can send us an email at americatonight.net. Click on the email.
Jamil is here!
Ooh! And guess what? Homer will greet you. I'm serious. Is that the best? Okay, so here's one from Little Andy. Again, I don't understand this when people are they differentiating themselves, Little Andy. All right, Little Andy, I know there's a joke in there somewhere. Little Andy says, hey, America Tonight, you know, all this Herman Cain stuff, I really wonder. I wasn't very curious about it. Now I want to hear what these women have to say because I want to be able to see them, look at them, and get a sense of whether or not they're telling the truth. You know what they say about the whole truth thing, Kate? If you can look someone in the eye, then you can tell whether or not they're lying. It doesn't seem like Herman Cain is lying. It's almost as if he's being falsely accused, and nobody knows what really happened in that corporation. Now, I could be completely wrong. I think it is a big question mark, as you keep calling it. But let's find out more about this. Well, you're right. Let's find out more about this. But the thing is, as tight as a drum, you got to be able to find out who these women are and see if they'll talk. Here's what I think is going to happen. Because you'll have the attack dog mentality. So you've got photographers, both video photographers and those that are taking pictures that can stake out a place. Once the name becomes available, which it will, somehow this you're going to find out the names of the two women, then what happens, somebody stakes out the place in New Jersey and it's just inevitable. It's inevitable unless the story goes away, but I don't see that happening. So that means that somebody's going to get ambushed whether they like it or not. And then I want to hear what's said. I want to hear what's ultimately what's said about the situation. Because, you know what, to be fair, have you ever known anyone in this situation? Forget fame or forget the company, any of that kind of stuff. Have you ever known anyone who falsely was accused of sexual harassment, or the opposite, somebody who was definitely being harassed and they were afraid to do anything about it because they were afraid that it would cost them their job or they would look awful to other men in the company? And the answer is there are a lot of those cases on both sides. I told you my own personal experience, my own personal brush with this twice. It happened in two, and one was a television news station and one was a radio station. Very big corporate stations. That's the only thing they had in common. And both times I was friendly with the guys, and I thought they were salt of the earth kind of guys that probably would have jumped in front of a truck for me. And the next thing you know, they're being accused of sexual harassment, and the ball is rolling down the hill out of control, and they're gone. They're fired. The one, because he was that kind of guy that would joke around, and with some people he was just too far over the top, that was his undoing. With the other two, they could be sarcastic and funny and whatnot. And I think the person who came forward, and all she did was talk to the boss and said, you know, I'm kind of tired of them jumping on my back. I'm tired of the nonsense. She wasn't saying she wanted them gone. And the next thing you know, you have a lawyer who comes in and he starts questioning every woman in the building, and I was stunned when that happened. Now, on the other side of things, I've heard of the opposite, where somebody was a constant, like a serial harasser, and they were in a position of power. It wasn't funny. It was uncomfortable, and even the men around this person didn't like it. It bugged them, and this guy was like Teflon. He's stuck, and people were afraid to say anything. So, you know, who knows? That's the answer to that question. All right, let's move on to another one. This comes to us from Allison in Maine. Allison says, Kate, I have to ask you a big, big question. Aren't you glad you don't live in the Northeast because you're not dealing with power outages? Yeah. You know, the power outages now, they still say about 750,000 people still don't have power after this October strange storm, whether it was snow or ice, depending on where it was, caused all those power outages, caused those lines to go down and stuff. So you have temperatures that are in the 20s. You have people without electricity. You have people that are turning to generators and stoves. You have people in shelters. And it's bad. It's bad in New England. It's bad in any of the Mid-Atlantic areas, Connecticut. It's pretty awful in some parts of Connecticut. And here's what's so sad. They keep saying, it's like Governor Malloy of Connecticut keeps saying, be careful, watch carbon monoxide, watch the poisoning, carbon monoxide poisoning, all that kind of stuff. And yet, here we have two more people who have died from poisoning, from carbon monoxide poisoning, and that's what they suspect anyway, adding to at least half a dozen people in Massachusetts and Connecticut who have died in their houses from the unvented fumes from the heating stuff that they have. I mean, how awful. There was a 47-year-old guy in Massachusetts, and he was using his generator in his house, and he died from the fumes. I mean, just it's like going to sleep, poof, all of a sudden, that's it. And there's a woman in Hartford, Connecticut. They're still investigating it, but it looks like she died after she used a charcoal stove in her bedroom for heat. And it's just a good reminder, you can never use a generator, you can't use a gas grill, you can't use a gas lantern, camp stove, any of that kind of stuff, charcoal, gas grill, any of that, in a garage, even if you have the doors open because of the way they're still enclosed. That's what happens. So just when you have no idea what's going on, it's too late. It's too late. But you have people that are freezing. You have 200,000 people without power in Massachusetts. And what does the utility company do? How fast can they get to these outages? What are they, you know, how fast can they move on this? You know, people complain about the power getting up and how fast you restore the power, but there's only so many people that work for these power companies. In fact, if I remember right, it was last year the storm ended up leading to a settlement, and because there was this investigation into how fast the response was in connection with what had happened with the snowstorm last year in December. So the name of the game is, if you live in the Northeast, I guess, if you live anywhere, you have to have some kind of a plan. Should the power go out, should you have to bolt, you have to have things ready just in case. It's, and you never think of that until it happens. People scrambling at the last second when maybe a few things here or there could have helped some of the people that find themselves in a sticky situation now. But, you know, the power doesn't look like it's going to be restored until next week sometime for a lot of folks. The sooner the better. But there is, if you call any of these power companies, they can only give you a guesstimate. They don't know. They're going from one place to the next and trying to get these lines up and running. It is tough, though, because it really hit a lot of people from Pennsylvania to New Hampshire. Lots of people still in the dark.